On the State House side, Speaker David Ralston welcomed back lawmakers.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you all are as excited to be back as I am and ready to go to work.
Lawmakers didn't take up any significant legislation today, but during the session, lawmakers are expected to consider loosening gun restrictions. Last year, a gun bill stalled in the final hour of session. Instead of continuing debate on that bill, House Majority Leader Larry O'Neill wants the House and Senate to each introduce brand new bills.
That way the Senate's not waiting on us to finish, or we're not waiting on the Senate to finish, because it's important enough and people in Georgia are certainly tuned into it enough to where it needs to get a very, very detailed vetting still.
Last year, the main disagreement involved expanding gun carry areas to college campuses. The Board of Regents oversees the state's colleges and universities. It lobbied hard against the looser restrictions, especially in the Senate. State Representative Calvin Smyre is a Democrat from Columbus. He expects the Board of Regents to once again play a key role in the upcoming debate.
We put the responsibility of running our campus in the Board of Regents. And the Board of Regents have been unequivocally opposed to guns on campus. So it's an issue that's troubling a lot of people.
Outside of the gun debate, education is expected to be a big issue this session. Wednesday, Governor Nathan Deal will deliver his proposed state budget. It's widely expected to include a significant increase in education spending, including possible pay raises for teachers. Otherwise, the consensus seems to be the session will be one of the quicker ones in recent memory, wrapping up as early as March. The reason? It's an election year, and since lawmakers are prohibited from fundraising during session, everyone's eager to end early and start building up their war chest. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the State Capitol.